From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. and Ethiopia are strong partners on many issues, but he is urging the government to allow journalists and opposition parties to operate more freely. In a news conference today with Ethiopia's prime minister, Mr. Obama praised Ethiopia's record on the economy and said,
"But in the past 15 years, Ethiopia has lifted millions of people out of poverty. We're working closely together to improve food security, to help farmers plant drought-resistant and higher-yield crops. We're building resilience to climate change. Fewer people are suffering needlessly from preventable diseases like malaria. More children are getting an education."
The U.S. president said he also held frank discussions with the prime minister and that opening space for journalists and opposition voice will strengthen rather than inhibit the ruling party's agenda. The prime minister said Ethiopia is committed to improving human rights and governance and that their commitment to democracy is real, not skin deep. The U.S. said today that it is working with Turkey on an attack plan to clear Islamic State insurgents from northern Syria, a campaign that will escalate Ankara's involvement in the fight against militants in the region. A U.S. official told news agencies that the goal is to create an Islamic State-free zone to ensure greater security along Turkey's border with Syria. But the official said the joint U.S.-Turkey military operation does not include the imposition of a no-fly zone in the region, which has been a long-standing Turkish demand. The U.S. fears that the creation of a no-fly zone will halt Syrian government raids in the region would draw American forces further into the four-year fight to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. is backing Turkey's two-pronged air offensive and artillery strikes against Islamic State militants in Syria and Kurdish rebel targets in Iraq. This is VOA News. A terror attack in India's Punjab state has left at least 10 people dead and prompted authorities to increase security along the border with Pakistan. Officials say 3 to 4 heavily armed men dressed in army fatigues first fired on a bus from a stolen car, then headed to a police complex in the town of Dinangar as they opened fire while storming the building. Commandos and police reinforcements rushed to the scene, engaging in a nearly 12-hour gun battle that killed the attackers. Officials say security forces are now searching the building. Separately, investigators say 5 bombs were found on railroad tracks between several towns, with suggesting more attacks had been planned. It is not clear who was behind the assaults. The U.S. special envoy to the 6-party talks on North Korea's controversial nuclear program is meeting this week with officials in South Korea, China, and Japan to discuss restarting the long-stalled negotiations with Pyongyang to end its nuclear program. VOA's Brian Padden reports from Seoul. This is the first such high-level diplomatic visit in the region since the Iran nuclear agreement was announced.
In Seoul Monday, Sidney Seiler, the U.S. special envoy for the 6-party talks, said the U.S. is ready to negotiate a deal with Pyongyang as it had recently worked with Iran to limit its nuclear capabilities in exchange for sanctions relief.
The recent progress in our efforts at denuclearization with Iran provides an excellent example of the U.S. flexibility and willingness to engage with countries with whom we've had long-standing differences.
Washington continues to demand Pyongyang take actions to halt its nuclear development before any new talks can begin. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
The death toll is now at 18 after this weekend's bombing of the Jazeera Palace Hotel in Mogadishu by militant group al-Shabaab. 5 more deaths were reported Monday, including that of a Chinese embassy staff member who was injured in the powerful truck bomb blast. Ambulance services say the searchers also pulled 4 bodies from the rubble of the partially destroyed hotel. The hotel is often host to Chinese and Egyptian embassies, or other full-time hosts to them, in Somalia, and a popular spot for lawmakers and reporters. World markets tumbled Monday after the main Chinese stock market suffered its biggest plunge in 8 years. Shortly after the opening, the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit its lowest level in over 5 months, and the Nasdaq Composite saw its lowest level in 4 weeks. The Chinese government's dramatic efforts to prop up the mainland's falling stock markets have suffered a serious setback today as major indices suffered their biggest single-day plunge in many years. And Boston's bid to host the 2024 Olympics is at an end. A person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press the U.S. Olympic Committee has severed ties with Boston. The bid soured within days of its beginning based on poor communication and low public support. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.